Good morning. I'm just going to wait for a minute before everyone to settle down. All right, good morning once again. It's a great pleasure for me to be here to talk about strategic global sourcing. In fact, when I was putting down this presentation, I talked to a few people in that group, especially Sugedu Patel, and who heads the group, and a few other people, and they reminded me that today is a very important day for them because the group was formed 2 years back, almost exactly on the same day, with a team of 6 people. Today they are about 40 people, and they have a number of good wins under their belt, so they wanted me to be aware that, you know, it's a great day for them 2 years later to make this presentation. Of course, here is the safe harbor clause. During the next 20 minutes, I will go over the outsourcing trends, SGS, why it was formed, what it has done, what it stands for, and what it has achieved, the Infosys point of view, which is a model of global sourcing, and the results so far. We clearly believe that there is a convergence happening in the outsourcing space. There is the traditional outsourcing, that is UMS for less. These are cases where the customer gets into a contract which is 7 to 10 years long, large total cost of total value contract. These are infrastructure, people, process and technology in one single outsourcing, and the vendor takes control and try to deliver productivity as well as efficiencies over a period of time. The customer loses control, and they, you know, there is lack of flexibility in these contracts. And on the other side, you have the offshoring. Offshoring has been built on a brick-by-brick method. If you look at the last 20 years, people like us, Infosys, and other people came into this industry and built brick-by-brick, either by staff augmentation or by bidding for projects, starting with small projects and now very large projects. So we believe these are two trends which are going to converge. Today the customers are demanding for the best of both worlds. They are demanding for the quality and the productivity and the excellence in execution which the offshore vendors are delivering, the management capability and the change management which is brought in by the traditional players. So in that sense, we believe there is a convergence happening in the outsourcing space. What is termed as, in fact, in a CSFD report of outsourcing, it was termed as a lift and shift method. We are also seeing some important trends in outsourcing. There is a greater adoption of offshore. That means that vendors like Infosys are being called on to bid on large deals. There is traction in Europe, and industry analysts like Gartner and Everest are getting to know the offshore players. They are spending time, they are showing interest, getting to understand what the global delivery model is all about and various other trends. The total value, or the total contract value, is coming down in terms of number of years as well as the total value. There is a TPI prediction which says that there will be a 10-15% decline in TCV of large deals in 2005, which means that the larger deals are being broken down into smaller components and being outsourced. Again, that gives, that actually brings those deals into our sweet spot, the spot or the size at which we can bid very easily. The next one is the infrastructure-led deals. The bundle of infrastructure and process and people are getting broken down. Arian is an example where the infrastructure was given to one partner and the technology was given to another partner. That is definitely a new trend. In the total outsourcing, in the historically total outsourcing deals, infrastructure as well as people and process were handed over to the same partner, and that is changing today. There is a number of contracts which are coming for renewal in 2006-2007. These contracts were signed in the early 90s, or in the mid-90s, in fact, and they will come for renewal in 2006-2007. Many of those customers who have been parties to these contracts are definitely looking for new partners when these come for renegotiations. So with all this in mind, SGS was formed about 2 years back, and they were chartered with a number of activities. The first one was marketing and positioning. Their charter was to build a market position. Their charter was to build relationship with industry analyst groups, participate in outsourcing events. They have set up a leadership of change forum for strategic global sourcing. They have been active in that front. They also were chartered with building solutions and frameworks required for outsourcing. They worked on it. They came up with a sourcing strategy, assessment and decision frameworks, and various other methodologies required for the lift and shift kind of deals I talked about. They built relationship with deal consultants. They have been educating Everest and TPA and other deal consultants in our viewpoint. They are participating in large deal pursuit and structuring. In fact, they lead the large pursuits which we are handling. And these pursuits are usually close to $50 million and above. Many of them will include people transfer or reassign models. They have built expertise in transition management, which is a key part of the large deals. These are either called transition management or tower management. These are neither projects or programs, but these are large portfolios either belonging to a function or to a specific area of the customer, and they have built expertise in doing those transition management. They have built client partnership models, HR solutions, because many of them will include rebadging of people, reassigning of people, or retrenching. So they have built frameworks and solutions for the HR area, as well as they have built capability in organizational change management. These are some of the key features of an SGS deal. These are large in nature, most often. They require portfolio ownership. I talked about this. These are neither projects nor programs. These are large portfolios which are either in the functional area of the client or in a specific technology area. They demand global delivery model, multi-location delivery, delivering from multiple locations in India and outside, and the ability to bundle a number of services together and provide it to a customer with a multi-year contract with guaranteed productivity improvements and creating centers of excellence, those kinds of commitments. Long-term SLA-based contracts, these are result-oriented contracts. These are not contracts where the customer will micromanage or have visibility into the team structures or the delivery structures. These are result-oriented, result-based contracts. And there is, of course, demand for built-in productivity improvement as well as fixed-price models. There are another set of complexities involved because in today's world, as I said, many of these large contracts are being broken down into smaller ones, which means that they are bidded by multiple vendors. These are bidded by vendors which are best of breed in specific areas, similar to the ABN deal. One vendor will get the infrastructure deal, another will get the technology piece. What it means is that for the success of the contract, these vendors need to work together. They need to have an SLA between themselves, and the customer is now insisting that you have that ability to work in a multi-vendor environment with a proper governance and SLAs between the vendors. So we have built that capability. There is possibility of people and asset transfer. We are not looking at asset transfer at this point actively, maybe in the future at some point in time, but at this point we are looking at people transfer. We have developed multiple options for the people space, which includes retaining the staff with the customer, retraining, redeploying, reassigning some of them to our projects, and rebadge and retrench. This is a brief overview of our view on the global sourcing. This is what we call modular global sourcing. If you look at the outsourcing space, there is a conflict. From a business perspective, the business leaders look for flexibility, agility, as well as ability to change very fast from the IT department. Whereas from an operational perspective, what we are looking for is operational excellence, cost advantage, and various other factors. In a sense, these are conflicting views, because one end you are looking at flexibility, another end you are looking at operational superiority. And in that, due to that, many of the IT departments today, as Nandan said, do not deliver the value which the business is looking for. We believe that the problem is in the monolithic sector, because these are treated as one single black box. We believe that the alternative is to break it down into smaller units. So if you look at this this picture, you can see that we have broken it down into two-dimensional array. On one side, you have the design, build, and operate as the execution processes. On the other side, you have the business process, business applications, the hardware and the software infrastructure. And what we are trying to say here is that you should optimize some of those units, some of those boxes for speed and innovation. You should optimize some of the other ones for operational superiority. That means if you are looking at the design piece, that should be optimized for innovation. Whereas when you look at the maintenance piece, it should be optimized for efficiency and predictability. What we are seeing is that we are able to convince our customers that this is the right way to do. Customers are buying into our point of view. In fact, ABN is an example where we were able to use this and influence the customer to take a different path than what they were planning to do in the very beginning. So the results so far, we have some good wins. ABN, of course, has been pretty much well known. It's a large deal which we won. Of course, another deal which we won is the PSCG deal, one of the largest utilities in the U.S. There are a couple of other deals, Kodak, and maybe another one which has been Underwriters Laboratories, which has been publicized in the outside. The PSCG deal predominantly consists of enterprise applications, basically SAP. So that has been a good deal. SES solutions are being accepted and seen as a differentiator by our customers. We have established thought leadership with the industry analysts. We have built relationship with them. We have built a relationship with media and deal consultants and other influencers of the MGS. That is a modular global sourcing point of view. So this is the last slide. This is the detail on the ABN deal. This is mostly public knowledge. Application maintenance, $140 million between five different vendors. This shows the detail. As you can see, it started in November of 2004 and ended in September, October 2005. So to summarize, we have taken a strategic decision to create this unit about 2 years back with the purpose of building thought leadership and building the ability to look at large deals, basically expanding the addressable market. We have been quite successful in doing that over the last 2 years. We have created a point of view which is getting accepted in the market. We have built a relationship with the thought leaders in the market, and we have had some very good wins. Thank you.